Blog Talk Radio.
Thank you for listening to Sinner Universe. I was just, Kyle just directed me to the side of Till Swan, and boy, she looks awful smart. Okay. Anyway, the in all seriousness, her website is thespiritualcatalyst.com. Well, I'm going to link it to Facebook on my website right now. Golly, she's something else, isn't she?
I told you, didn't I?
My God, she looks powerful. I love this girl.
Well,
yeah.
Now she's getting abducted by aliens. But anyway, in all seriousness, I got another quote. Since we're gonna continue the Hollow Earth information.
That's another relationship with the woman I wrecked right off the bat. God dang it! What? Go ahead. I'm sorry.
All right. So, Another quote. We are all connected to each other biologically, to the earth chemically, and to the rest of the universe atomically. That quote is from Neil deGrasse Tyson. I believe I said that right.
Yeah, I was telling my friend Carla that tonight. And I hope she gets interesting with him.
So, you know, and like you said, God is, you know, universal.
Right.
It's a pretty simple, you know, it's a really,
cut and dry. Yeah.
It's cut and dry, and, you know, and then everyone's perceptions tend to fit into it.
You know this, the devil wanted to be above God. And God put him where? Way below.
Yeah. Well, yeah. You know, we have to assume that, you know, we understand what we're talking about, but yeah.
Right. Not
all
gonna
right.
Happen.
So, anyway, we're back to you know, Hollow Earth people. Okay.
Right.
Now, Hollow Earth people have this, you know, this set of, you know, rules. Let's say like a constitution, or so to speak. That probably not a written thing. Probably just a general understanding that you don't kill people just because they're different. You know, something basic like that. And then also don't talk to people upstairs because they're fucking insane. All right, so. I'm assuming it's a fairly well understood concept. And they all kind of get it, and that if you break that that understanding, then there are potentially some consequences. Oh wait, no, there aren't.
Why?
Because then our numbers are too small. We can't have consequences, or something like, I don't know. But anyway. You'd have to, like I said, you'd have to end up asking them, you know, eventually I will, but,
I look forward to that.
Not today, so I will later on, though.
Okay.
We will all have a round table discussion.
That's why I
all right, so here's where I want to go with this, all right? The United States has got a constitution, okay? Everyone in the United States generally understands that, you know, this is the way you behave because it's the United States, and we're all united under this basic set of rules.
One nation under God.
Well, no, more specifically, what I was referring to was, like, the actual constitution. But its amendments and all that, and people get very, very vocal about it because it's a sense of security without the brutality necessary to maintain it. And that, I think, is key to, I think, you know, a lot of these new revolutionaries, they need to understand this, whether it's in the United States and they're trying to get things.
John, you know me. By the way, I cannot walk around the elephant in the room. What the freaking thing? What's going on with Russia and us right now? Have we started World War III? Bottom line, are we in the midst of it? It started, hasn't it? Did you see where China and Russia joined hands today on some stuff?
The president should never have threatened Russia for no goddamn reason.
That's what happened.
That's what happened. You know, there is no Ukraine. Ukraine is not in this. Ukraine is a bug about to be squashed by, you know, six different kids. You know, that's what it is. You know.
Yeah.
And the kids are all part of a non-existent circus. Or at least one that's going out of business pretty soon. So, you know, so all they're doing is just causing people more misery by big people, you know, puffing their chests, let's put it that way.
All right.
Whether they actually do something or not is irrelevant.
Well, they're overstepping lines in the sand, all right? That's going on, right?
Right.
What's the
revolutions in Ukraine, okay?
Yeah.
Russia is only going there because of two reasons, okay? One, it's too close to them when they're doing fine, right as the apocalypse is about to happen, all right? And they don't want that chaos pouring into their thing. And then two, they used to control.
And when do you think the apocalypse is going to happen? When do you think? Roughly, 2 years?
At a certain point in time, known as really soon, you know, it's going to escalate. It's going to escalate. You know, just as when you think one thing is done, you think that's pretty bad. Wait until you see the next one.
I am not ready for it.
You think World War III is bad? Wait until the meteor showers start. Or the zombie apocalypse starts. You think the zombie apocalypse is bad? Wait till the meteor shower start. You think that's bad?
Oh, my God.
Wait till the earth changes start. You know? I mean, you know, I mean, it's just going to be one thing after another. Wholesale destruction. You know? It's all built up to this anyway. Comes in cycles.
We kind of present it where we're not scaring, but educational and forewarning, because most of you know, that's just what it is, so I'll see what happens, you know. So, I mean, like, we don't really give a shit, so, you know, I mean, that you want to do something before it happens, say, you know, that's kind of, you know.
Let's put it this way. All right, if you go out and you start World War III, just as the entire human race is about to be exterminated, and by the way, you asshole are a part of the human race, you know, you are also included in the extermination, probably more so because you're an evil piece of shit and you are starting unnecessary wars, you know, contributing to unnecessary murder, you know, other than your own sick fucking game, you know. You know, if you stop doing it all and we all live, you know, happily ever after singing Kumbaya, then the macros are going to attack because we're not producing fear. All right? You know, so what's there to lose? It's inevitable anyway because they follow cycles. Celestial cycles occur. Chaos begins. They have to feed off the chaos, you know, in their little feeding frenzy. All right, economic collapse begins. Zombie apocalypse happens as well. Why? Because it just makes things worse and makes you lie awake in terror at night. You know, and they feed off of it. If they're not killing you, then they're, you know, you're going to be killed because of this crazy, you know, madness. You think about dying from zombies, and then you die from zombies because of a law of attraction. You know, and then all the metaphysical people who are always singing Kumbaya don't go out and buy a gun because they just don't think it's going to apply to them if they don't think about it. Well, you know, when mass is, you know, has too much tonnage, it's going to crush you.
Right.
You know, don't be stupid thinking that you can go, the last 100 generations can go with all of these abilities atrophied and never used at all, and you think you can figure it out in that short period of time?
Oh, no.
You're out of your mind.
Yeah, that's how I feel, really.
And not only that, you know you're out of your mind because you know you just came into a greater way of knowing, so you know you've been out of your mind. So it's not going to stand. It will not stand, and you will go down. You need to fuck up, buy a gun because you're allowed to in the United States, and get ready to protect yourself.
Yeah.
And everyone else that still thinks that they can get away with metaphysics. And everyone, like I said earlier about the whole Alex Jones group and the Come and Take It campaign,
one of my friends goes back and forth, you know, listening. He's like, man, it's like, sometimes you're like it's going to be good, and then it's temporary, you know. That's where I'm at. Lynn nailed it. That's me right now, you know. But it's, you know what I mean? That's friend from high school. Everything's good, but then it's temporary, and he knows, like, that's where I'm at. And I hate it. But that's what it is, right?
Well, it is what it is. You know. You know, let's put it this way. I intend to be the last man standing. You should all, you know, kind of think the same way, whoever listening.
But don't
be the evil asshole on top thinking that thinking you're going to get away with it because you're not. just trust me on that one. You're not. You're not getting away with it.
Right.
It's just not going to happen. There's no place in the cosmos you can hide. Not one.
I'm talking about 2 years with the. That's what I'm really concerned about. Is the showers, and that's unpredictable. It's just, I mean, you know.
Well, you're right. It kind of is, or at least you being able to do anything about it for now. What I can offer you is metaphysics in this particular case, and it could help you to a degree. If you're thinking about what you don't want, all right, it's still going to happen. Okay, what you do want, it's still going to happen.
How about what I've seen?
So if you're all right, well, all right. Okay, let's put it this way. All right, the asteroids are. You know, the asteroids are going to eventually come down. All right.
Oh, sure.
And they're going to hit the Earth, and you could potentially get hit by an asteroid or by the blast or the fallout and be trapped or whatever, you know. Asteroids are coming down. You could get killed by an asteroid is the bottom line. Okay?
So if you're constantly thinking,
I don't want to get hit by an asteroid. I don't want to get hit by an asteroid. I'm afraid of getting hit by an asteroid. And then an asteroid comes down and, you know, and then kills you.
Then
your thoughts became your reality.
Then leads you to this. March 5th, asteroid is 0.09 linear distance. That's DX-110, 2014, tonight. And remember how a couple weeks ago they said, it's 2 million miles away. Check it out. I knew it wasn't 2 million miles away. It wasn't posted for 3 days. What concerns me about this one, I'm not saying we're going to get hit, but not very often do you get one that's posted this early that's 0.9 or whatever, you know. I mean, what I'm saying is, right off the bat, it's a damn you know, it's just as close to the last one, and that wasn't 2 million miles away if you can put that puzzle together. That's all I'm saying. That's tonight. You can probably see it. And but why did they make a big deal about that, saying it was 2 million miles away and you could see it? I don't know. It's just, you know what I mean? It doesn't make sense. And it's 31 Mellers, you know, 31M. That's pretty big. But and there's 1,460 now, and then like last week it was 1,450. So I see what you're saying, Kyle. The numbers are getting larger. There's more of them every day. Right. I hear you.
Well, we'll.
We're not gonna. I mean,
let's put it this way.
Got hit last year and didn't report. They're not going to tell us anyway. So what I'm hearing from some people is like they don't want to know anyway. And I mean that's where the metaphysics and God and all that comes into play too. You know, I mean, you know, hopefully, I mean, I believe in God. You know, He protects us all. Shit happens, you know. There's still evil out there. Anyway, I'm sorry. This one's not going to hit us, okay? I'm not saying that, but probably be able to see it, you know, if you want to get, probably be able to watch it, that's all I'm saying, and see it fly by. Probably can. Sorry, Kyle. You led me to this site. You were talking about asteroids and all that. Anyway, you go to spaceweather.com to see this stuff. That's where we go, spaceweather.com. I'm not making this up. It's where you go. Sorry, Kyle.
Yeah.
I'm just a little bit concerned about it. I'm not gonna lie.
Yeah. No. We have a lot of varieties of things that we've brought to people's attention. You know, some things we focus more on than others, but the thing is, it's all relative and everything's connected.
Right.
So, finding a way to be more connected is better, okay? Trying to be separate is not all that great if you're all alone. Let's put it that way. All right, so when I was at the School of Metaphysics in Oklahoma City, one of the things that I learned there from one of my teachers was that, you know, happiness is connectedness and unhappiness is separateness. So connect the dots, put, you know, piece together what's really going on in the world, come into a greater knowing, then reflect back on the history you don't know.
Yeah. Well,
and then piece together what's really going on.
What's funny is, well, I went to the earthquake site while you're talking on the San Andreas Fault, just got hit with the 2.6, and then another one, 2.7. I haven't seen two on the San Andreas Fault line in quite a while.
I do know this, that it's that area is always active. But the thing is, it's not publicized because but the thing is that if they publicize it and everyone goes crazy, always thinking about the San Andreas Fault going off.
Fuck it, man! I want people to know.
It is likely to happen. Okay.
They need to fucking know.
Well, the thing is that, you know, there's a balance that's been struck for now with that.
They need to be more alert. My mom, for example, and by the way, pray for my dad. He is recovering from surgery today, and he's resting well. So please, say a prayer for my dad. I love you, Dad. Anyway, Mom's got an earthquake. She's got an app on her phone for earthquakes, you know, which is pretty cool. But they should, if it gets, for example, if you're in Oklahoma, and because we had six, right, and they're not seeing them, they should buzz. Or, I mean, there's no alert for the earthquake. I mean, it's just a happy check. I would think something that relevance has got a different frequency or a different response of similar to Amber Alert or, you know, importance as far as making a plan or this is big shit, you know.
Yeah, you know what? The USGS should put out an app that does that. They're the ones that have the ability to do that. And you know what? Actually, even better, the NOAA, NOAA. Yeah. You know, like Noah and the Ark, you know? Anyway, well, whatever. The
That relevance to that importance doesn't just need to be an app. I was talking to Chris the other night how, you know, that there's different frequencies and, like, Russia has the nines or the, you know, have their own tones on number frequency. You know what I mean, right?
Yeah. Well, apps is the way to go now because everyone's getting apps, okay?
Yeah.
And it won't take very long for something like that to hit critical mass. Not only that, the NOAA has been able to do earthquake prediction for a long time.
As far as alertness and stuff with iPhones, I mean, something relevance is about not scaring them, but being prepared. There's a difference.
Right. Well, the thing is that if someone has something on their fingertips,
instead of reaction, I'm talking about being more preventive is where I'm at. That's my agenda.
And monitoring what is going on allows you to make preparations. So that's why, like I said, the app is the way to go.
Right.
Real-time information on demand or by prompt is the way to go for absolutely sure. That's not exactly a good way to put it, but I wanted to go back to the Hollow Earth people. They basically already got a loose United States. Perhaps it may sound silly to suggest this to the Hollow Earth people, but maybe you should all go talk to some of our U.S. representatives about petitioning for statehood.
Think
about the possibilities. And, more specifically, do it here in Oklahoma, because this is the heartland. This is where the heart of the country is.
Six earthquakes yesterday. Six earthquakes, dude. Six. By the way, I've been talking to you on so many people. My throat's really bad. We had six earthquakes yesterday, sorry. six earthquakes yesterday. I thought we were known for tornadoes, you know?
Well,
weather changed
so much longer.
Yesterday said, he'd been around weather for years. He said, in his lifetime, there's never been a weather pattern, a difference in temperature, weather change in his entire lifetime. It blows right in and out of here in 24 hours. I mean, it's unbelievable.
Oh, yeah. What about the thunder snow? The thunder snow?
Thunder sleet.
Yeah, I was I was talking to my neighbor the other day about it. And he was like, man, thunder snow? Are you kidding me?
Yeah,
you know, I've been around a long time, and I've only experienced thunder snow once in my life.
Thunder sleet too. Funny? I posted on Facebook. A girl from Chennai said, she goes, all the kids want to go out making snowmen today, but it's not traditional snow. It's more like, I don't know. It's not, you know, it's not, it's just fluffy stuff. It's not real. It's like, hee-hee, you know, come on.
Wow,
like
that's craziness.
It was hilarious.
That's funny though. I like it a lot.
You know, it's fluffy stuff. And they're all hee hee. Oh, anyway. But and it's supposed to be, you know. No wonder I'm not feeling good. That's a big temperature change, you know? 40, 50 degrees in one day, you know? That was supposed to be nice. I mean, it's supposed to be what tomorrow? I mean, 60 degrees in one day, Kyle, that's not normal. Come on. How does that happen?
Aliens. funny. No, I'm just joking. But you know,
yeah.
Like I said, harp's a fucking joke toy. So, you know, you decide.
Well, the guy running harp might be an alien.
What's that?
Right?
Sorry, you came in kind of scratchy.
Right.
What?
Be an alien.
One more time.
I said the guy running harp might be an alien.
No.
No.
Too small. You know, if an alien was going to do it, it would have been better. So, you know. Maybe a hybrid, though. They like to think they're all special and all that, so.
Go back to Holler Earth. Back to Holler Earth.
Yeah, so, yeah, hybrid theory. How about that? I'd like to say, you know, to the Hollow Earth people, because I know a number of you listen or some of you disseminate, you know, my information and when I talk about you or whatever. The thing I'd like to say is, you know, consider how it would change the possible and potential outcomes if the Hollow Earth people all got together and then came and joined the United States and the world was all asleep and then this happened.
Yeah.
How quickly would the wars end? Because remember, all the countries in the world are afraid of you. They feel the fear. And they are being goaded into another conflict with you by the Archons. And I think, and you could try and disagree with me, but you know, in the end, based on the magnitude of past events, that is inevitable. They will. If we go down here this time around,
we
they
are.
Will hit us against you again.
We are.
And that would
we
be
are.
A that would be a tragedy. It really would. Especially with all of these other visitors waiting to see what happens anyway, with the rebels versus the Archons or whatever. You know?
Hell, sleep till Brooklyn tonight. Oh. Well.
Yeah. So
yeah.
You know, I'd like you guys to consider the possibility of diplomacy with the United States. Now, I understand how silly that sounds. But consider, what if you don't? What if you make a mistake and go to the United Nations? The multi-tentacled octopus that wants to enslave the world through fear, just like the Archons.
Well, everybody else go to sleep. We'll probably keep talking about this. Good night, everyone.
Good night.